This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day featuring Father Mark Lawler of St. Therese Catholic Church of Mooresville.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad. Your reward will be great in heaven." Gospel of the Lord.
As part of my preparation, I listened to Bishop Barron's Sunday homily online, and very insightful. I thought about just recording it and just playing it for you here, but I am required to give it my best effort here. We have great readings, I think, for a sense of reflection in the spiritual life. The first reading from the book of the prophet Zephaniah. "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth." And really, that's what humility means, is down to earth. You know, not putting on airs, not showing off, but being down to earth. We can say, even an expression we have common, like being the salt of the earth, in the sense of humble, seeking the Lord and His will. In the sense of calling, I've always liked this reading from 1 Corinthians. I often wondered how a homilist today would be received if he preached those words of St. Paul. "Well, not many of you are wise. Not many of you are powerful. Not many of you are of noble birth." And then he continues, "I remember I used to think about why the Lord called me, as I was a very unlikely candidate for holy orders. But then I found my answer in the next verse, where he said, 'God calls the weak and the foolish.' And then I had my answer why he called me, the weak and the foolish." The Beatitudes, the gospel passage, I've heard this referred to as a map. And, you know, and before the days of GPS, most of you remember that. If you were going somewhere, you basically had to look at a map, unfold a map to see where the best way to get there. Well, in a certain sense, the Beatitudes are, in a sense, like a map to guide us on our journey through this life. And in the Beatitudes, we can see the great contrast between, in a sense, the material world and the spiritual life. Between the values of society and the eternal virtues. And in some sense, they might even appear as paradoxes. But again, from a meditation and certainly from a living faith experience, I think that we can see the great wisdom and the guidance of the Beatitudes, really in a sense of helping us to prioritize our own lives, our own decisions. Beginning with the first one, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, the kingdom of heaven is theirs." Again, the poor in spirit, that is the humble, those who recognize relationship with God and really one's dependence on God. I can remember in parochial school years ago hearing the sister say, "Every breath we take is a gift from God. And don't try not to ever forget that, that even the air I breathe, every breath, is a gift from God, and my dependence on that relationship with God. Really just to remember that all is a gift. It's a principle of stewardship, first to recognize that all is a gift, our very potential is a gift from God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. I used to just think about those who mourn, or those who are mourning the loss of a loved one, especially a family member, those who mourn. And we've had 100 deaths in the parish in the last year, so I've been around a lot of families who are in mourning. We've had 6 deaths just in the last 2 weeks or so. And as I was listening to Bishop Barron, there's another aspect of that too, of sorrow, contrition. Contrition is sorrow for one's sins. So again, that's another aspect that I had not thought of, that really, in a sense, those who mourn, those who are contrite, those who are sorry for one's sins, that they will be comforted. And certainly we can recognize that in both the promise of eternal life for the loss of a loved one, and also in the sacrament of penance, in the words of absolution, we can find comfort and peace. Blessed are the meek. In a sense, the meek, the gentleness, patience. Patience in various situations. We know here as the roads become more filled with traffic, they have a sense of patience, perhaps at work, perhaps in even with a neighbor, perhaps, maybe even patience in a family. You know, perhaps that can be a challenge at times. But again, the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. We can say the just cause. We can be hungry for many things, but here is hunger and thirst for righteousness. A couple of weeks ago, we had a bus here from the parish. I blessed it on their way that we're going for the March for Life in Raleigh, the state capital. And in a sense, someone might say, well, what was the purpose of that? It was to make a peaceful and a prayerful witness to the sanctity of life. And again, to perhaps change the hearts of those who are opposed to life, or at least just to present oneself as prayerful, not non-violent, but to stand up for the little ones. Witness to bring about justice. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Another thing I learned from Bishop Barron's homily, that mercy literally means the pain in one's heart. So in a certain sense, when one is merciful, one is in a certain sense compassionate, entering into the hardship of another, showing mercy. You know, granting one, we can usually think of that in many ways. But one thing we are for sure is that God is merciful. We have in the book of Psalms, the Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger, and rich in compassion. And the Lord teaches, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So a great challenge for us to be kind and merciful, slow to anger, and rich in compassion. We say the works of mercy, both the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy, for us to put these into practice. And there are many opportunities that we have. I've noticed today parishioners bringing in food for our food drive. That is an act of mercy, to feed the hungry. And our parish responds in many ways to, you know, food drives, and we have a coat drive, when we have support to missionaries, both the U.S. and abroad, a great charity of giving from the Heart. Habitat for Humanity is one of my favorite groups. That they're helping people, helping low-income people to have a home. And I've even helped on some of those projects, and I'm, you know, just as a helper, but I'm very much in admiration of those who set these things up and who have dedicated much both materials and labor to these particular projects. Blessed are the clean, that is the pure of heart. A sense of simplicity, not to be complicated or dramatic, to honor and give glory to God. No ulterior motives, you know, following God's will and call. And especially that clean, the pure of heart, you know, to guard against some of the influences, harmful influences of our society. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. We have that great prayer accredited to Saint Francis of Assisi, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. When you think of an instrument, you know, if you were a craftsman, to go into the shop and you see just the instrument that you need for your project. And for those who are gifted in music, I know people that even play multiple instruments, to go in and see just the right instrument for a certain melody or song. When that prayer, make me an instrument of thy peace, in a sense of the instrument in the hands of the Creator. Mother Teresa used to say that she was a pencil in the hand of God, writing love letters to the poor. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Again, a witness to others. We have certainly in the history of the church, and even currently, a witness of martyrs. That in every age of the church, there have been saints, and there's also been opposition simply for being a Christian. And there's a blessedness, the reward will be great in heaven for those who persevere, even in the face of insults, of indifference, or even pressure. Persevere in the spiritual life. So today we have before us in this gospel passage, some would say that it's the timeless words of the Beatitudes. I noticed some years ago, as I have officiated a lot of weddings and also celebrated many funerals, that it's the only reading that is both in the lectionary for weddings and the lectionary of funerals, just showing the importance in a life of faith of the Beatitudes. For us, I think it is a good image of a map for our sojourn, our journey in this life, and really a sense of following the path of light, the path of grace, and supported by the sacraments.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.